You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For those who can and want to have a baby, pregnancy involves a lot of emotions and trips to the hospital, from checkups through delivery. And the overwhelming majority of childbirths happen in a hospital. However, access to maternity wards have dropped in California. The nonprofit newsroom CalMatters found that over the past decade, dozens of hospitals have closed their maternity wards across the state, including portions of the Sacramento Valley, the Central Valley, and parts of the Sierra. And the pace of these closures has only accelerated in recent years. Although California's birth rate has dropped to near record low levels, our state still welcomed nearly 500,000 babies last year. So the loss of these maternity wards means that some communities, especially in rural and low-income areas, are facing additional barriers from longer travel times or, in the worst cases, no hospitals in their county that can deliver babies. And these findings align with roughly the same time period when pregnancy-related deaths in the state have reached a 10-year high. Ana Ibarra is a health reporter with CalMatters and has been analyzing this drop in maternity care and joins us now. Good morning, Ana.
Good morning, Vicky.
So, Ana, when did you first begin looking into maternity wards across California, across the state?
Yeah, so we've been working on and thinking about this for quite some time now. If you'll recall, earlier this year, we were doing some reporting on the financial troubles of some community hospitals. And we noticed that when these hospitals would reduce services or make cuts in services, one of the first things to go would be maternity wards. And so, you know, we found that really interesting because I think most people, when they think of hospital services, you think of the ER and you think of labor and delivery. So, you know, this seems significant. At the same time, you know, we're aware that nationally, this is something that's been reported in many other parts of the country. Other states have been dealing with a growing number of maternity ward closures for quite some time. We just didn't know what that looked like in California. So that's pretty much what we set out to do.
Yeah. And you and your colleagues, I mean, you looked into records, you dove into the data that was submitted to the state, and you looked at a period between 2011 and 2022, so roughly a decade. In that time, how many maternity wards did you find closed? And did the pace of the closures, did it change during that time frame?
Yes. So in that 10-year period, we counted 46 hospitals that closed maternity wards. Some of those hospitals actually closed completely. And 27 of those closures actually have happened in just the past 3 years. This year alone, in 2023, we've seen 11 hospitals close maternity wards. And, you know, and so when we first started reporting the story was about the closures of this year. We thought, oh, wow, 11 hospitals have closed maternity wards. Then we started comparing it to the previous years, and we started to see, oh, this has been happening for the past 3 years. And, you know, it's grown a lot in those 3 years.
Yeah, more than half of the closures happened in the past 3 years. Given that you focus really on health policy in the state, you have joined us before talking about, you know, closures with a community hospital in the Central Valley. I mean, with that lens that you have, did this surprise you? Has California seen really like a major loss of health services like this before?
Yeah. So what I learned in doing some research is that, you know, back in the late 90s, there was actually this large wave of hospital closures. I believe it was about 24 hospitals that closed entirely. I have, from my research, I didn't see any other major wave of closures until now. I mean, it's a little different because those were, you know, entire closures of hospitals. This is a specific service, the maternity ward. But this seems to be, you know, the after that wave in the 90s, this seems to be the next major wave of closures of hospital services.
And when you all have a list of these closures that have taken place within the last decade, and it does touch many parts of the state, including larger areas like Los Angeles County. But when I was honing in our area, I mean, the Sacramento Valley closures were in the North State region in Butte and Colusa counties. There were also maternity ward closures in the Central Valley, like Stockton and Manteca, as well as across portions of the Sierra. What stands out to you about like the reasons behind their closures? I mean, I imagine there are individual differences, but did you also notice similar trends?
Yeah, so many of these closures we notice happened largely in community hospitals. So hospitals that are tend to be independent. They may not have the backing of a larger health system. And, you know, a lot of these community hospitals are located to serve, low income communities. So they are located in areas where there may be already some issues with medical access. When we talk to these hospitals, one of the things they mentioned is because they are located in these areas and they're largely serving low income families, they rely a lot on Medi-Cal. And the hospitals, you know, main complaint, I think, for those struggling financially was that the what they get paid for Medi-Cal just isn't enough to cover the costs. And so, you know, financials weren't the only reason why these hospitals, you know, may have been closing, but it seemed to play a big role, especially for these community hospitals.
What role does, you know, the fact that California is experiencing a declining birth rate, how does that factor in? Does that play a big role in this as well?
For many hospitals, especially those that were part of larger health systems, that was actually one of the reasons they noted in their announcements when they would close these maternity wards. You know, many of them said that they were had seen a steep reduction in the number of births. And so they were choosing to repurpose their birthing centers into other departments where they were seeing higher demands or for services where they were seeing higher demands. So for some hospitals where maybe finances weren't the issue, you know, they decided this, we may repurpose this birthing center into something that, you know, we're seeing more demand of. So I think for some hospitals, this definitely played a role. Mm.
So some may think, like, what's the big deal? You can still go to a hospital. Why are maternity wards so important for pregnancies and deliveries?
Yes. So, you know, many of the hospitals we talked to did mention that if you are in an area with no maternity ward, if you go, but you still have a hospital, you can go and deliver in the ER. And, you know, many folks we talked to agreed that that was not the ideal scenario. While it might not be life threatening, you know, that is not ideal. You want, a labor and delivery department has specialized staff, has the OBs, has, you know, the specialized staff for babies and the moms. And so, yeah, it is a big deal because you know, I think everyone deserves the best quality of care they can get during this time. And we know that, when one of the big things I think that sometimes gets missed is that when maternity wards close, you may also be losing staff OBs in the area. And if these, you know, obstetricians leave, you may also be losing prenatal care in the area. And that's very important for the health of babies and moms.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many prenatal appointments, routine checkups. And I mean, if you talk to anyone who has delivered a baby, I mean, the experience can vary greatly from one person to the next, and there can be complications, and they usually come up in the heat of the moment. So it's good to have a specialist on hand that can address it immediately. Ultimately, like, what does this mean for patients? Because there are, I mean, your findings found that there are, what, a dozen counties that don't have hospitals that deliver babies.
Yes, that's correct. So for patients, especially, I think in more rural areas, this means longer drives to get to a hospital, an hour or two in some cases. If, when I was down in Imperial County, I went down there to report because Imperial County just, I think, had really interesting example. And I learned that, you know, it's well known among residents that the single hospital left doing births in that county is pretty overwhelmed. And, you know, an OB there that works in that hospital, confirmed that with the closure of one of their maternity wards, that means that their other hospital now has to absorb the influx of patients. And there have been instances where they have delayed some scheduled deliveries. So, you know, it's the longer drives, but also these potential delays in care that is also a consequence.
Hmm. And I would imagine, you know, Imperial County, as you, the reason why you went down there, it's a great example of the problems that are arising from this. On the flip side, there are areas that really are faring better. When I looked around Sacramento and the county surrounding Sacramento, they weren't on the list. Is there a reason why some regions like Greater Sacramento are faring better than others?
Yeah, you know, I think my estimated guess would be part of the reason why Sacramento has been spared is because you do have mostly large health systems in the area. You have the Kaisers, you have the Sutters, the UC. These systems overall tend to weather financial and staffing challenges a lot better. They are in a better position to keep and continue these types of services.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with CalMatters health reporter Ana Ibarra about the closing of maternity wards across California. Ana, I mean, you document this as well in your reporting, but this also comes as California is facing an ongoing maternal mortality crisis. I mean, state data shows that pregnancy-related deaths reached a 10-year high in 2020. So is there a correlation with the drop in maternity wards and deaths that are preventable?
So that's one of the things we're working on next. We are trying to figure if this is playing a role in that because, you know, California for many years was actually seeing a downward trend when it came to pregnancy-related deaths. In 2012, the state recorded its lowest rate of maternal deaths. And then the numbers started to go up. And in 2020, like you said, it recorded its highest rate yet. So about 19 deaths for every 100,000 births. And, you know, we know that these mortality rates are worse for certain groups like Black women. So, you know, that is, we know that this could potentially play a role. What we're trying to figure out next is how big of a role are these closures playing in these mortality, growing mortality rates, if they are.
How are these closures even notified to the public? I mean, what reactions have there been to these closures from both officials, but also just people who live in the community?
Yeah, so most of the time, of course, women will learn from their doctors, their OBs, you know, that their local hospital is closing and that they might need to make new plans. Most hospitals will have some sort of announcement. It'll be posted on their website that'll say, you know, as of starting this date, we'll be closing maternity services. But for a lot of people, these announcements come as a surprise. Again, just going back to Imperial County, because I was there, you know, a lot of people said they were really surprised when this announcement came. The public kind of, because they were given about just a few weeks' notice, and they didn't seem very prepared. People were very concerned. They knew that there was one other hospital in the county, and so they knew they had that one option. Some women said that it was common for them to start looking in whether they start asking whether they would have to go to another county or whether that one hospital that was left in their area would be able to take them. So, yes, a lot of concern and surprise for some residents.
From the hospital standpoint, I mean, you also detail that there was also difficulty for some hospitals just finding staff. I mean, they had vacancies for extended periods of time. What did you learn about how challenging it's been to recruit people to take part in a maternity ward, to work there?
Yeah, I think this was especially the case for some rural counties where I think it's always or you know always been a challenge to recruit staff there. But some of those hospitals said that for them it wasn't an issue of a fine of you know money. It was an issue of staffing where they were having just years of, like you said, vacancies, and they were just having a hard time retaining and contracting both nurses and OBs. And we know that a hospital needs, you know, a certain number of workers to keep these safe staff to patient ratios. So for them, then becomes an issue of liability. If you can't keep those ratios, those, you know, wards staffed appropriately, then it became a question of, you know, do we have to close this maternity ward?
Yeah, because it becomes a safety issue as well, and
Of
people
course.
need practice, especially when it's a specialty, something like this. Finally, Anna, I mean, when it comes to solutions, what solutions are out there from a state level or a local level to help, you know, alleviate these issues?
Yeah, so because this is, you know, I think like there's many factors playing into these closures, it would probably require several types of solutions. I mean, when we talk to community hospitals, the first thing they mention is, well, you know, if we had better reimbursement from insurers, including Medi-Cal, then maybe, you know, they could be more sustainable. But like I said, for some, it's staffing. You know, how do we get more people through these pipelines and into these hospitals, especially in more remote areas? You know, there's also talk from some groups like midwives of whether, you know, we should be looking more at alternatives like freestanding birthing centers, whether, you know, we should be building more of those, and how, you know, how difficult is it to get those in more remote areas? So there's some conversations. I don't think that there is like a one, you know, fix that will, or one solution that will fix it all. But, you know, I think there are multiple conversations to be had.
Ana Ibarra is a health reporter with the nonprofit newsroom Cal Matters, who's been looking into the increasing number of maternity ward closures across California. Thanks so much, Ana.
Thank you, Vicky.
You're listening to Insight. We're back in just a moment.